اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد عجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. This is Habibullah Fasizadeh.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul. Most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat.
So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us. Now, we are going to, inshallah, continue our Quranic sessions. Now, listen to the rule idgham. When it comes to tajweed rules, idgham means to merge one letter to other letter. For example, you have the letter dal, you merge it with the letter ta. Okay, so dal will be changed to
ta.
We have this kind of idgham as well. We have idgham with noon, saakin, and tanween. We have idgham with the other letters. We have two types of idgham, okay? Inshallah, we'll study them. So, now we are doing idgham with noon, saakin, and tanween, okay? It means we change or we merge the noon, saakin, or tanween into other letters. What are those letters? Ye, ra, ma, la, wa, na. Ye, ra, ma, loon. These six letters. That is the rule idgham. It is the mixing or entering of a saakin letter into a mutaharrik letter following it so that they become a single mushaddad letter, okay? Sometimes we have mim, we have another mim. You merge them together. Do you remember we studied something called tashdeed?
Yes.
Tashdeed.
Yes.
A baby W.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Or like the front part of the letter seen or sheen. Yes?
Yes.
So mushaddad. That mushaddad is the effect or the, we say the influence of what? Merging.
Yes.
Merging. We have in, na. Hamza, noon saakin plus noon maftuh with fatha. Yeah. We merge them together. In, na. We put a tashdeed. It means they have been merged into one another. Okay? They have been inserted. Or for example, we have tabbat, ta, ba, ba, ta. Four letters, yes? Tabbat. If you look at the Quran, it's written three letters are there. Ta, ba, ta. Well, we have four letters. Tabbat. Okay? Ta, ba, ba, ta. But ba with ba, the first ba is saakin, the second ba is mutaharrik. So this saakin letter is merged into the mutaharrik letter. Okay, so we have here mushaddad or mushaddad letters, okay, or tashdeed we have, it has been used, okay? This is also called idgham. I told you, yes?
Yes.
That we have idgham with tanween or noon saakin, we have idgham with other letters. Okay? Tabbat. For example, amma يتساءلون عما يتساءلون والضحى
مما
yeah. مما okay مما is من ما نون ساكن there it has been merged with ميم يرملون okay نون ساكن merged with ميم يرملون مما look so now remember that whenever okay it is a very important point whenever you merge in يرملون in إدغام rule okay whenever you merge تنوين or نون ساكن into one of the يرملون letters so the تنوين or نون ساكن will get the sound of one of those six letters all right
yes.
so if you merge تنوين or نون ساكن with the letter ي so the تنوين or نون ساكن will be changed to a sound like the letter
ي
for example من yeah you have yeah after من how do you merge them
مي
look the نون is changed to ي مي okay the نون has been sacrificed here actually okay and the ya has been doubled
yes
مي what is about واو
isn't it مي
ميل
مي مي whatever مي wow. whatever you have I'm just giving you an example
why okay? will be, vowel will become mau
ميو okay whatever so or for example ra مير من ربهم okay
مير
ربهم it is yes. next one لام من لهم for example
من لهم
okay or for example نون إن نا
إن
نا
yes
alright
yes
so yes. Alhamdulillah it's easy then
Alhamdulillah
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
But there are some exceptions that we have تنوين we have نون ساكين okay but still we do not apply the rule idgham that I will tell you those exceptions okay four exceptions are there okay that we do not apply the rule idgham instead we apply the rule izhar for example the word four words are there in the Quran sinwan qinwan bunyan dunya sinwan qinwan bunyan
dunya
sinwan sin wan wow sin نون ساكن after نون ساكن wow. wow it had to be سوان when we say سوان the meaning completely changes it doesn't give the meaning of سنوان it has another meaning
so why you didn't put the meaning of سنوان to that
no if we change it if we apply the rule إدغام it will be changed okay so the other words no it will not be changed it will it's still understandable okay but these words these four exceptions okay
yes.
so we do not apply the rule إدغام
what only four words
yeah these four words are exceptions
sin
okay
one.
sin wan with idgham okay with idgham yes. with the يرملون letters we have صاد نون ساكن واو سوان no سنوان إظهار سنوان like the throat letters okay
yes
سنوان that's it قنوان قنوان okay
بنيان.
نون ساكن yeah نون ساكن plus Wow. قِوَان
Yes.
It has to be قِنْوَان. It's an exception. Okay?
Yes.
Next one. بُنْيَان. نون ساكن plus?
Yeah.
Merge them together.
بُنْيَان.
It has another meaning. It doesn't have that meaning of بُنْيَان. So, بُنْيَان. It is an exceptional word. Okay? بُنْيَان. صِنْوَان. قنوان بنيان and the last word
دنيا
دن نون ساكن يا how do you merge them
دنيا
doesn't have the meaning of دنيا
yes
okay if you recite the Quran okay for example في الدنيا والآخرة okay you say في الدنيا والآخرة the Arab will not understand this as the meaning of dunya.
First,
do you understand this?
No.
He's an Arab, but he doesn't understand that. Yes? Yeah?
When you say dunya, it doesn't have a meaning.
So. Yeah, maybe it doesn't have a meaning, or it has a meaning, not the meaning we have to, like, say that, okay? Yeah, it has a meaning. So these four words are there, okay, that we do not apply the rule? Idgham. Can you repeat the words?
Sinwan,
Qinwan,
Bunya,
Dunya. Four words. Okay? Dunya, Bunyan,
Qinwan,
and
Sinwan.
Okay, Sinwan, Qinwan, Bunyan, and
Dunya.
These are four. Okay. Let's go to types of idgham, okay? Now we, alhamdulillah, understood what is idgham, okay? Merging one letter to another letter. One sakin letter to a mutaharik letter. What is that sakin letter? In nun sakin and tanween, that sakin letter is the nun sakin or tanween?
Yes.
Tanween
yes.
is also a nun sakin.
Yeah.
So we merge this nun sakin or that tanween, which is actually nun sakin. We merge this sakin letter into a mutaharik letter. Yeah, what is that mutaharik letter? One of those six letters. Ya, ra, ma, la, wa, na. Yarmalun. So what does idgham mean in the tajweed rules and nun sakin and tanween rules? It means merging the sakin letter, which is nun sakin or tanween, into
mutaharrik.
A mutaharrik letter, which is ya, ra, ma, la, wa, na. Easy.
Yes.
Did you learn it?
Yes.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
Okay, now we have two types of idgham. Remember, okay, that let me tell you a rule that I just told you, okay, before idgham. That's about ghunna. Do you know ghunna?
Nasal sound.
Nasal sound. Ghunna is a nasal sound. What does it mean? It means huge. Kind of close your mouth and try to air out, okay, or produce the sound with your nose. So you understood the ghunna sound, okay? That's a nasal sound. Since we use ghunna rule, okay, or this nasal sound, okay, in idgham, based on this rule, we have two types of idgham, okay? One idgham with ghunna, another idgham is with out ghunna.
Yes.
Idgham with ghunna, idgham
without
ghunna. So, with four of the letters, we apply the rule idgham with ghunna. It means we merge the letters and also we produce a nasal sound with a long nasal sound, okay? Four letters are there. From yarmalun, four of them. What letters do you know?
Waw, nun, ya, re.
Meme.
Right, three of them, you were right. That's good. Ya, meem,
noon,
and
wow.
So, you can say, you can make a word. Yanmu or yamun.
Yeah, yamun.
Yamun. Yarmalun, yamun. Okay? So, these four letters are there that you apply the rule idgham, but with ghunna. What is with ghunna?
Nasal
I will tell
sound.
You. Nasal sound, okay?
Yes.
I will tell you how you apply it. And two other letters are there, okay? The rest of the letters. What are the rest of the letters? The two rest.
Lam.
Lam and
ra.
Ra. Lam and ra. You can say ral or ril, whatever. Lar, whatever, okay? Make a word, okay, to remember. Yes. So with these two letters, okay, we apply the rule idgham, but without unna, without a nasal sound, okay? Inshallah, after taking a break, we'll come back and we will talk about it, how to produce that nasal sound with idgham, okay? That ghunna without idgham. Idgham without ghunna, sorry. And inshallah, we'll go through the surah An-Nazi'at and Nazi'at Na'ughashiyah, inshallah, and apply the rule, okay?
Inshallah.
Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Savior International Schools Network. See you, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajan.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Savior International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطي